good. The discount. The average effect.
What do they actually pay?
The average effect of tuition.
After Pell Grants and all financial aid is discounted, what's the average?
I think that chart shows percentage allocation, but not, it doesn't actually tell you the average dollar paid by a average UIUC student, does it?
No, we can do something like that.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, my suspicion is that the average tuition at UIUC is higher than at UIC.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Average net.
Net, the average net. And yet the debt loads are the same. And yet it results in the same high level of debt.
But what you're saying, that's the amount of debt of the people who have debt.
Correct.
It's not average of all the students. It's average of the ones who have debt.
I see. I think we'd like to see it both ways then. Pure average, and then the average of just the group that has loans.
We can do that. Good point, Chris. Go ahead, Walt.
I wanted to basically, as we again, with our focus being on the attraction and retention of faculty, I wanted to spend a little time again talking about the.
Excuse me, Walt. Hannah, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just had a quick question about the loan slide. That doesn't include like parent plus loans. This is just what the student's graduating with, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And then also, does that include if they borrow from a private lender like Sallie Mae or something like that? Is that reflected here, or is this just federal?
If it goes through our financial aid offices, it's included.
Okay.
Good point. Just real quick, spend some time very quick. Talking again about the faculty and the and the retention and attraction of faculty to the university. Again, a slide that basically compares our for full-time instructional faculty the compensation levels compared to the Big Ten. Again, with the Northwestern up here at the $138,000 level for average compensation, and then with Michigan being the next one, but. You see, you know, where we stand at Urbana, an average of 105.8 is the average compensation level at Urbana, and at Chicago it's 97.2, it's 97,200. So, but I wanted to just kind of rack this up in comparison to the other Big Ten universities and where we stood. Again, the disparity on the next slide, the disparity between when we look at our peer groups, and particularly the private research institutions, the IBHE. Peer institutions. You saw this at the last meeting with about a $27,000 disparity, you know, in compensation between the private research institutions in our peer group at Urbana and at Chicago, about a $35,000 disparity between our private research institutions. But as Trustee Strobel asked in the next slide, to basically take a look at basically in that peer group what the tuition charges are. When we look at those privates that are in the first group, I mean, we're talking about Columbia, and they're probably at the high at about $46,000, you know, for this year that we're looking at. But in this private peer group, you have USC, U of C, John Hopkins, Brown, Northwestern, Duke, Yale. They're probably all around the $41,000 to $42,000 level as far as tuition. And you can see that where we are, we're at Urbana, about on the sticker price basis, about $14,400. For tuition and this includes the fees. Fees, not room and board, but it's tuition and fees, and 13.4 at
Skip and Larry look like they're about to jump ship.
Put our seatbelts on.